This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A senior Egyptian official and a European diplomat say that Egypt has put forward an ambitious proposal to end the Israel-Hamas war. Details from Tommy McNeil.
The official said Monday that the plan calls for a ceasefire, a phased hostage release, and the creation of a Palestinian government of experts to administer the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank. The proposal was worked out but still appears preliminary. It falls short of Israel's goal of crushing Hamas and would appear not to meet Israel's insistence on keeping military control over Gaza after the war. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Elsewhere, Iranian state media says that an Israeli airstrike in a Damascus neighborhood has killed a high-ranking Iranian general. Sayed Razi Mousavi was a longtime advisor of the Iranian paramilitary Revolutionary Guard in Syria. His killing on Monday comes as clashes along the Lebanon-Israel border between Hezbollah and Israel continue to intensify, with fears of the Israel-Hamas war sparking a regional spillover with Iran-backed groups. Serbia police detained at least 38 people as opposition plans more protests against the election results. Student protester Nikola Ristic says protesters assumed that they were irregularities in the election process because of the data.
We think we have some points that show us that there was a lot of people who are not living in Belgrade.
Police warned they wouldn't allow roads or bridges to be blocked in the capital of Belgrade. President Aleksandar Vučić described Sunday's protests as an attempt to overthrow the government with help from abroad without specifying exactly what he meant. This is